From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The story and video of a Schenectady police officer kneeling on 31-year-old Yugeshwargane Darprasad's neck July 6 went national in Siloam the next day. The man's father, Jaindrogane Darprasad, told a protesting crowd that the officer came into their backyard and confronted his son. Odo Butler, the head of the Schenectady branch of the NAACP, told the Times Union that Schenectady Police Chief Eric Clifford said, and I quote, "Gane Darprasad was drunk and not complying," end quote, with commands. The police department statement did not reveal any information and just said, and I quote, "The Schenectady Police Department is committed to fair, impartial, transparent investigations. As soon as the investigation has concluded or more information can be released in regard to the incident, it will be made available," end quote. Gandarshasad's father wants to see a change from the department. He said of his video of the confrontation, and I quote, "When I see that, George Floyd comes to mind. This officer has no sympathy. We don't need officers like this. We need officers to protect us, not to kill us. And they kill many people already, and they're still trying. This has to stop," end quote. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. 2 weeks after votes were cast, results from the Republican primary race in the 19th congressional district are still unknown. GOP candidates Ola Hawatmant of Pleasant Valley and Kyle Vandewater of Millbrook faced off for the Republican line last month for a chance to challenge incumbent Democrat Antonio Delgado of Rhinebeck in November. This year's primary election saw many more absentee ballots than any other race due to the coronavirus. The Republican congressional primary featured both in-person voting at the ballot box and absentee applications mailed to all eligible voters. State Board of Elections spokesman John Conklin said the results of the GOP 19th congressional district contest are still being tallied. He said, and I quote, "I don't have any information at the state. As far as I know, each county board in that congressional district is still counting," end quote. Candidate Hawaii is questioning the results and how they are being counted. She said, and I quote, "Something is going on. Something is not right. I'm questioning the numbers because of what my watchers saw, the people that went in and watched on the day of the absentee opening. The ballots were already opened," end quote. Vandewater was not available for comment. Votes announced on the websites of 10 of 11 counties in the district indicated Vandewater had an edge of 7,078 votes to Hawatme's 5,669, with results unofficial as of July 2nd. Delaware County would not have its votes counted until July 8th, according to the county's website. Votes were counted in Columbia County but remain unofficial. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Troy LeCastro is reporting for WIVB.com. 86% of New York residents support permanently allowing takeout or delivery of alcohol in restaurants, according to a recent survey by the New York State Restaurant Association. The takeout or delivery of alcohol is currently allowed temporarily as a way to help the restaurants forced to close indoor dining during the pandemic. President and CEO of New York State Restaurant Association, Melissa Fleischert, says the ability to sell alcohol with takeout purchases during the pandemic for restaurants that stayed open gave them a huge sales boost. Fleischert said, and I quote, "Governor Cuomo provided a lifeline for the industry by allowing for takeout and delivery of alcoholic beverages during the height of the pandemic. Not only have restaurants embraced this change, but so has the general public," end quote. Other key points from the survey, 64% of New York adults said they purchased takeout or delivery during the week before they were surveyed. 49% said they included an alcoholic beverage with at least one of these orders. And among the same group, 57% said having the option to purchase an alcoholic beverage with their order would make them more likely to place an order. The association polled 500 residents age 18 and older between June 25th and 30th And you can read the full story at WIVB.com. Tennessee Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. Voters in the Rensselaer City School District go to the polls July 28th to re-vote on the 2020-21 budget. The do-over was made necessary after district voters rejected the original proposal by an almost 2-to-1 margin. The first spending plan totaled $27.71 million and required a 19.5% tax levy increase. The city's district sports program have now been eliminated, representing about 42% of the $524,000 spending reduction. The plan to eliminate sports funding has been devastating and has led students to meet with Superintendent Joseph Kardash and Athletic Director Bill Spath to talk about the future of athletic programs through community-supported funding. The district will work with the students, the Rensselaer Athletic Association, and the District Alumni Association to establish community funding for sports, Kardash said. In addition to sports, the budget draft calls for cuts to extracurricular activities, the elimination of a special education position, reduction in technology purchases, supplies and materials, professional development and field trips, and contractual expenses. The impact of the cuts on the tax levy increase will not be known until the board meets July 9th. If the budget is rejected a second time, the district will be forced to impose a contingency budget, necessitating further cuts. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.